Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Rome Wilkerson. Tonight we're going to talk about the modeling industry as it relates to fashion, whether it be in Houston or anywhere else in the United States or, you know, pretty much all over the world. You know, a number of things that we've seen a trend building is that modeling shifts, you know, from personality to personality, city to city, state to state, and it's like seasonal fashions, you know, where one model is in this month, this year, next year, it's a whole different, you know, run up of types of models. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the models can't work. Basically, what that means is for, you know, a particular designer or line of designers, they're looking for a particular look. So they, you know, go to a different, you know, agencies and they go to a pool and say, okay, we want all 6 foot brunette short haired models for our Paris show, you know, something along that line. Well, as a model, that's a problem because, you know, obviously it's not that easy to change your appearance to fit right into what's going on in the modeling industry. But a professional model has to always take into consideration that they are their biggest fan or should be their biggest promoter. So you're out there marketing yourself, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, if you think about it from a point of view that modeling is a nonstop type of education, you know, where you learn something new every day. You learn something on every photo shoot. You learn something every time you do a runway show, you know. And I guess when I look for a model, I walk up and I look at a person. I look at the way they stand. I look at the way they sit, the way they hold a cup, you know, the way they address someone. And I can envision the way they're moving in perhaps one of my upcoming shoots or something like that. So I look for certain aspects of the person's personality that I feel like I can capture and then, you know, obviously present to the client. Well, tonight we're going to have a special guest. Her name is Shelby, and she's going to be talking to you pretty much about what she's gone through over the last couple of months or years, you know, starting out into the modeling business. Now, Shelby, you're 15, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm pretty much just your typical teen. I'm 15 years old. I like to play video games, do sports, and I'm absolutely in love with modeling. It's just a really amazing passion.
So, other than modeling, I mean, you still find that your education is still paramount. It's very important to you to get your education as well, correct?
Oh, yes. I am actually homeschooled, so my work comes with me when I travel.
So that's an advantage. So if your mom is traveling with you, basically the school goes wherever you go, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great, great. Now, I spoke with your mom on yesterday, and she was giving me kind of an overview of what you guys have been going through. Can you give the listeners kind of a rundown of, you know, where you are today and where you started up until maybe, you know, today?
I'm in Boise, Idaho. I pretty much started off of, it was more of like a prank. My friends were just joking around, and they were like, oh, you should be a model, and they dared me to enter some pictures into a agency. So I ended up entering, and then the agency actually ended up loving me, I guess, and that's kind of how it started. That's kind of how I got into it. I started getting more and more interested, learning more about things, and it just became really fun.
So you have found an agency?
Yes, I now have an agency.
And is that, that's there in your home state?
Actually, it's in Salt Lake and in my home state.
Okay, so they have more than one office?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your mom was telling me something that happened here recently where you guys, I guess, went to a casting or an open call.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we were under the impression that Ford Modeling knew exactly how tall I was and all of my stats and everything. I guess they looked at my pictures, but the agency never actually gave them the stats. Well, they were really interested in me, so I went down to Salt Lake, and I met up with Ford, and they said that they